Restaurant Week is underway in the city through February 4th. Robert Sietsema, senior editor at Eater, helped us find the good values among the hundreds of participating restaurants.
A lot of restaurants participating, something like 600, and I know you folks have narrowed it down to some favorites. Tell us first, if you would, about Spanish Diner in Hudson Yards.
Hi, Bridget. Yeah. It's a wonderful place. It's in the Hudson Yards. It's right next to the Mercado Little Spain, which is like so much fun just to wander around on its own. Spanish Diner is like what would happen if a diner was invented in Spain. And it's just got a big kind of open, airy floor plan. You can walk in there about any time. And they've got like a great deal, $30 at lunch and $45 at dinner. The $30 at lunch gives you a three-course meal. $45, you get four courses. So, and it might include a tuna empanada, Catalan beef stew, and then churros with chocolate sauce to be dipped in as the last course. And who doesn't love chocolate sauce and churros?
Yeah, I was just going to say you had me at churros. Let's talk about, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Kanoon, a Palestinian restaurant in Chelsea. What's the deal there?
Yeah, it's at 21st and 9th Avenue, easy to get to. It has a lot of dishes that are unfamiliar from other Middle Eastern restaurants. And the first course of a three-course dinner that is $60 would be octopus on hummus, and then maybe sumac chicken. It's like a roast chicken with the spice sumac on it. If you've never had sumac, it's kind of a tart flavor, almost tastes like lemon, but has a deeper kind of flavor. And then for the last course is kanafa, which is just an amazing, it looks like a pizza, and it's orange on top. And when you go underneath, it's there's a layer of gooey cheese. So, and that's a great deal at $60. I know that doesn't sound cheap, but to have your all-in dinner at that price at a really nice restaurant is unusual today.
Yeah, I mean, restaurant prices seem high in general these days. What are you going to do, right? Let's talk about a Sushi Lab. This is in the East Village, and that also seems to have a price tag of about $60, yeah?
It's $60, and anyone who's like a sushi connoisseur and has been following the sushi scene knows that if you go to a sushi bar in the East Village or the West Village or in Midtown even, you are likely to pay $200 or $300 for an all-in meal. And this is kind of a discount luxury sushi bar. And they're offering for $60. And oh, by the way, the best part about this place is that it's so quiet, you can hear a pin drop, so you can actually talk to your date. But for $60, you get like a nine-piece sushi assortment, and you also get an appetizer and a dessert, too. So to have a really high-quality sushi at that price is unusual, and this is discounted from what probably would be $80 during the usual time.
And as you say, you can talk to your date about what a bargain you're getting, relatively speaking, when it comes to pricey sushi. Wow, I didn't even know it costs that much in some places. Okay, last but not least, a Coleman in Nomad's Ace Hotel. This is an Austrian restaurant, and I dare them to make a better schnitzel than my mom used to make.
Oh, man, and who doesn't love schnitzel? Yeah, this is Marcus Glocker's place, and normally it's in the Ace Hotel. And it's an amazing restaurant. We don't have that many Austrian restaurants left. And naturally, there's a country pâté for the first course. There is a chicken schnitzel for the second course, and then the apple strudel. But this is like a $30 for two courses or $40 for three courses. And once again, in a fancy restaurant these days where you can easily spend $100, $150 a person, this is a real deal.
Well, Restaurant Week sounds great, and you have succeeded in making us very hungry for all of these fabulous-sounding restaurants. Robert Sietsema, Senior Review Editor at Eater. Robert, thank you so much.
And this was such a pleasure being on with you, Bridget.
Oh, right back at you.